Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Let's head west now. Arizona's 8th Congressional District, which represents some suburbs of Phoenix, is a seemingly safe Republican stronghold. President Trump won the district by 20 points, but after bruising special election losses in Alabama and Pennsylvania, Republicans are channeling hundreds of thousands of dollars into the race to squash any chance Democrats may have of taking the seat. In the race, the former state senator and Republican Debbie Lesko is running against Democrat Hyrule Tippernanny. So why are Republicans throwing so much money around? Well, Mike Noble is a pollster and partner at OH Predictive Insights. Hey there, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
So the first big question, here are some key facts. On Monday, the National Republican Congressional Committee coordinated $170,000 in ad buys. A GOP super PAC is planning to spend $100,000, and the Republican National Committee is spending about $280,000 on Get Out to Vote. Republicans are saying this spending is just precautionary. So, Mike, is this seat actually up for grabs?
I would say no. And the reason being is that right now seeing PA 18 or Pennsylvania special election really scared a lot of the GOP. I mean, they lost a district where Trump won by 20 points. This is very similar here in Arizona's 8th congressional district, which Trump won by 21 points. However, the difference is it was much older demographic, less swing voters. So, but if you put the money spending in context, the Republicans have spent more money on this race this year than they have in the last few decades in this race, which has been a Republican-held seat. So that's what it tells you right there.
There's so much money being thrown at this particular race. Does it speak at all to a level of nervousness?
Absolutely. I think the Republicans were asleep at the wheel, frankly, in Pennsylvania special election. I think they're learning from their mistake, and they're looking to not make the same mistake twice, but also get another win here in the special election, which has been hard to come by for the GOP.
So hard to come by. So here are some stats about the people who are actually in these races. Congressman Trent Franks resigned from the seat because of a sexual harassment allegations. Later in the primary, Republican favorite Steve Montenegro lost after admitting he sexted with a junior staffer. And even Lesko herself has had her own ethics troubles. Have these particular scandals tarnished the Republicans in the race?
We really haven't seen those numbers move the needle in the general election because voters, frankly, just really aren't paying attention right now since we're still in a special election compared to once they get to the midterms, which would be more front and center. So I would say no. And plus, Lesko's, frankly, her issue is far less damaging than what Franks and Montenegro have to deal with because voters, frankly, chalk up her financial issue as a paperwork issue. So Tippernanny really has an uphill battle. And if the Democrats don't come in and start spending money today, Tippernanny's toast.
So what about those Democrats? They're not spending any money at all?
We have not seen anything. Currently, the GOP has put their marker down and spent some money. The Democrats have yet to call, let alone raise that. And they not only will have to match the spending, they'll have to definitely outspend the Republicans if they want to have even a chance of that. But early voting starts here in just a few days, which 80% of the likely voters are going to vote by mail. So this election will be over before Election Day.
In the past, you have said that it's not a question of whether Republicans will lose some seats. It's just a matter of how many. Do you still stand by that?
Absolutely. Right now, Republicans, it's all about incumbent retention and defense. And so their goal this cycle is just to hold on to that majority so they can still be effective up there in Washington. But, you know, the Democrats, they're coming, they're motivated. And, you know, and we're seeing it right now here in Arizona's 8th congressional district.
The Democrats are coming. They're motivated. It's that so-called blue wave, huh?
Blue wave. Some I start seeing the term blue tsunami. So depending on who you talk to. And but no, absolutely. We see the historics of this election, of election races in general. The party in power is going to lose seats. But the question is, do they lose the majority or do they land up holding on? But that will be a question we'll see. And Arizona's 8th district is just another example of what we're going to see.
We're watching this race. Mike Noble, Chief Pollster and Managing Partner at OH Predictive Insights. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.